Thank you very much, Eric. I'm going to introduce myself now. My name is Monica Naus, and I'm a public health physician at the BC Centre for Disease Control. I trained in Alberta, British Columbia, and Ontario, and like many British Columbia residents, I'm a former transplant from Ontario Public Health. I'm very happy to be here. I'm currently the director of the immunization programs at BCCDC and also the associate director of epidemiology services. This, for those of you who are here for the first time, this is actually the third event that we're calling a forum on immunization. The first one that took place was a much smaller event with about 50 people in attendance, and we were focused then on assessment of coverage in two-year-olds. Then we had a year where Andrea Durbin organized a benefit risk communication conference related to immunization, and the proceedings of that are still archived on our website. Last year, we held a forum as the benefit risk communication, also in this venue at the Morris Wask Center. And the topic of last year's forum was on school-based immunization. And that was primarily because we were heading up to the launch of the HPV program in British Columbia. And as most or many of you will know, that started in September of last year. And so this year, we're using the opportunity to use part of the agenda for the forum, this current forum, to review our experiences from the first year of the HPV program, lessons learned, and that's on our agenda for tomorrow morning. The other two main areas of focus for this year's forum are from the evaluations that we received last year. And I'd like to just remind you and let you know that there is a very simple one-page, two-sided evaluation form in your package, and we rely very much on the feedback that we receive from you in terms of guiding us about the topics and the venues for next year's forum. So please do use the opportunity to both evaluate the experience this year, but also to make suggestions for what you'd like to see happen in the future, including subject areas. And the feedback that we received last year is that people were very interested in having a focused forum on adult immunization. And so you'll notice that this morning's program is focused on adult immunization. We have a number of speakers speaking to, obviously, influenza. And even though when we planned the program for the forum, we didn't know anything about swine, it hadn't been invented yet, we are glad, and it's not surprising, that we have a couple of presentations on influenza. And in fact, we have three influenza-related presentations. One is talking about the science related to universal influenza immunization. Ontario is the only jurisdiction in the country. Well, Newfoundland now as well. And has anybody else announced? Newfoundland has also introduced universal influenza. And we've got a speaker from Ontario to tell us about their experience, a speaker from BCCDC to talk about the science of that decision-making, and then we also have a speaker from Seattle to tell us about their experience of trying to increase uptake rates among healthcare workers, which has been a challenge in British Columbia. We've plateaued in the low 40% for healthcare workers in acute care, and we have some tremendous successes to hear about. After the break, we have a session on a vaccine that's been with us for 25 years, pneumococcal polysaccharide vaccine. And Allison McGeer will speak to both some of the old issues to try and solidify our understanding of this vaccine, but also some new understandings for the use of this vaccine. And it's very relevant to pandemic influenza planning, as you know. We're going to try to increase our uptake rates of pneumococcal vaccine this fall with the seasonal program in advance of swine flu. I would like to encourage everyone to, you know, scribble outside the lines at this forum. Take advantage of who else is here during the breaks, during your lunch hours, after the sessions. Please engage with your colleagues. We've got a lot of planning to do for the fall, and this is one opportunity to start some of that planning and discussion. And then our last speaker this morning is to talk about a vaccine that we don't yet have in British Columbia, but we expect to start being marketed later this year, and that's the shingles or zoster vaccine for adults. So that's a quick overview. We've got speakers from far and wide. We've got two speakers from the United States. Dr. Mike Oxman is from San Diego and Beverly Hagar from Seattle. We've got two speakers from Ontario, Ian Gemmel and Allison McGeer. Monique Landry has traveled here from Quebec. And Pam Orr, who will be with us tomorrow, has traveled in from Manitoba. We've also relied heavily on British Columbia-grown talent, and we have a number of speakers from BC. Our participants also hail from all over, and from British Columbia, they're from throughout the province. We've got two participants that I know of from the Yukon with us today, Brendan Hanley, who's the Chief Medical Officer of Health in the Yukon, and Donna Marshall. And I hope that you'll notice their names on their name tag and you'll have a chance to speak to them, because British Columbia does take the opportunity to engage with the Yukon in a number of activities, including, of course, Panorama, the new information system for public health that will be launched in BC in 2010. Finally, I'd like to thank BCCDC for providing the funds for this event, and also First Nations and Inuit Health of Health Canada for their financial contribution to this event. And I'd like to remind everyone that while you're welcome to scribble notes, all of the presentations, including audio and slide presentations, will be archived on our website subsequent to this meeting as our last year's materials, for those of you who may not be aware of that.